From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. At least 20 people have died in Arkansas along the Caddo and Little Missouri Rivers. Campers were swept away by flash flooding in the early morning darkness. We get details from NPR's Wade Goodwin.
The storm started in central Texas, inundating San Antonio, New Braunfels, and San Marcos 2 days ago. It clipped Dallas and then whirled northeast into Arkansas, picking up steam as it moved through East Texas. Between 1 and 6 a.m., a deluge fell in the Ouachita Mountains west of Little Rock. The normally lazy Caddo and Little Missouri Rivers rose 20 feet, trapping campers in the National Forest and eventually sweeping them to their deaths. Dozens are still missing, 60 people were rescued, and more than two dozen went to hospitals. One Texas couple survived by parking their pickup between two trees, tying the truck to the trees, and then riding out the flood by standing in the truck bed in waist-deep water. Though the truck bobbed up and down in the floodwaters like a cork, it remained tied fast between the trees. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
The White House is saying when President Obama meets with Russian leader Dmitry Medvedev later this month, the two men will discuss a variety of topics, including greater cooperation in terms of trade, investment, and innovation. The meeting with the Russian leader is set for June 24th, ahead of the G8-G20 summit meeting in Canada. The top Democrat in Congress today declared there should be no limit to BP's financial liability for damages resulting from the oil well blowout in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's David Wellner has more.
Under current law, an oil firm's liability for claims beyond the cost of cleanup in an oil spill is limited to $75 million unless there was negligence. Some lawmakers have been pushing to raise that liability cap to $10 billion. But Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says even without negligence, there should be no liability cap at all.
I had for a while thought when others were proposing the $10 billion cap, and that's for each episode, that sounded like that might be okay, but I think now looking at the size of the damage and the rest, the scope of this whole thing, that there's why should there be a cap?
Pelosi also said BP should settle all claims related to the oil blowout before paying any dividends to its shareholders. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
An unexpected drop in retail sales last month is causing concern about the strength of the economic recovery. Government says retail sales fell 1.2% in May. Diane Swonk is an economist at Mesrou Financial.
People are willing to spend a little more on discretionary, but certainly not willing to make a big bet on spending, and the consumer is still very constrained.
Excluding autos, sales were down more than 1%. What has been a fairly volatile week on the U.S. financial markets, a more subdued end of the week for Wall Street. All the major stock market indexes closed higher. The Dow rose 38 points to end the week at 10,211. The Nasdaq gained 24 points. You're listening to NPR. A state of emergency has been declared in a section of Kyrgyzstan by the country's interim government. That's after ethnic rioting broke out in the country's second largest city. According to witnesses, mobs of rioters marched into the minority Uzbek neighborhoods, torching buildings. One city resident says Uzbeks then began chopping down trees to create barricades as more armed men flooded in from nearby villages to join the fighting. It's believed at least 45 people have been killed. Hundreds of others are said to have been wounded. Rescue for 16-year-old solo sailor Abby Sunderland may take longer than originally estimated. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates says bad weather in the South Indian Ocean could delay the effort.
The high school junior was attempting to sail the globe alone when she ran into high winds and waves that sometimes were as tall as a three-story building. Abby Sunderland has sailed all her life, and her parents, Lawrence and Marianne, believed she and her boat would be able to handle even that weather. But when the young sailor's emergency beacons went off early Thursday morning and there was no radio communication from her for 20 hours, rescue efforts were launched. Late Thursday night, Pacific time, an Australian Airbus made radio contact with Abby and reported she was in good spirits with ample provisions to tide her over. A French fishing boat should arrive sometime on Saturday, but later than the original morning estimate. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.
Those peanuts some airlines hand out to passengers soon could be a thing of the past. The U.S. Transportation Department says concerns from some passengers with peanut allergies has prompted the government to seek public comment on whether the snack should be regulated by requiring peanut-free zones on airplanes or an outright ban. Farmers in Georgia, the nation's top peanut-producing state, say they feel they are being unfairly singled out. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.